I feel like I've been teed up really well to be able to take you through what's going on in New Orleans in terms of turning violence into a true public health and health issue. So I think I'm going to give you the second half of the story, which is nice. So we're going to talk about Mayor Mitch Landrieu's comprehensive murder reduction strategy that was born, and it's called NOLA for Life. So I have no relationships to disclose. And just to give you a little overview of where we are in the health department, we have one of the oldest health departments in the country. And about 3.5 years ago, when Mayor Landrieu took over, our health department went through a transformation with decisions around whether or not we were going to continue to be a safety net health department with direct services, or were we going to move into other areas that would really address population and public health in general. And with the changes that were happening in New Orleans, it made perfect sense for us to be able to move into some of these areas, one of which was violence. We do believe and truly believe that violence is a public health issue, and that violence does follow the model of disease models and clinical illness in terms of what to do about it. We also believe, though, that primary prevention of violence, where we feel our work as a health department should fit, is a maternal child priority. Actually, it's a family priority. But maternal child, of course, is the discipline and the area of which a lot of that work is going on. So we're going to talk about New Orleans and how we feel our city is a case study and how do you move this forward. So as mentioned, we are an accredited health department, one of only 50 in the United States, and we have taken on our mission to promote, protect, and improve the health of all where we live, learn, work, and play. So violence as a public health issue, we know, is extremely pervasive. In 2010, 4,828 young people ages 10 to 24 were victims of homicide. Nearly 2 out of 3 children have been exposed to violence. Negatively affects the physical and mental health. Childhood exposure to violence increases the risk of chronic disease and risky health behaviors. It is a significant health disparity. Among ages 10 to 24, homicide is the leading cause of death for African Americans. And of course, like a host of other health issues, it is preventable and not inevitable. So when we look at violence, we look at it through the life course model, as we look at all our programs. It is from basically cradle to grave, and in some cases you can call it the, you know, birth to prison pipeline, whatever you want to call it. The bottom line is we know that this issue crosses from the beginning of when people are beginning to conceive all the way through whatever the lifespan is for them. And so we've decided to use that model as our model, not only for violence prevention, but for maternal child issues and those sort of things. One thing I should say, when we did make our decision to transform out of direct care services, we intentionally kept our maternal child services, our WIC program, our Healthy Start programs, because we knew that that was going to be an entity and a way for us to reach families. And through that family, the access to those families, we could then put in other programs that we could make a difference with. So this is a picture of a typical scene, unfortunately, in New Orleans. Happens all the time with violence that's going on, families and children just out, and frankly, very numb to what's going on. You don't see shock on anyone's faces anymore when these things happen. New Orleans' murder rate has been 7 to 8 times the national average for over 30 years. So this is not a new problem for us. And our mayor speaks about, not in terms of a murder rate. People, you know, data people love to measure in rates, but we like to talk about it in terms of, you know, how many people are dead. And in our city, that has been extremely high. But in other cities, even if you compare it to a rate and you count the number of bodies, over 600 dead, over 200, you know, when you put it in terms of life, it makes a big difference in how we react to it. So the mayor in 2012 wanted us to come up with what was going to be our plan to address violence in our city. And it wasn't just going to be a plan that, you know, worked on just stopping the shootings, of which is very important and needs to happen. But if we were ever going to make the change for this city, we needed to really look at this problem upstream. We needed to look at some of the other issues in terms of, call it social determinants, but those issues that can affect how violence is going to stop and or decrease. And so we took it from a lens of looking not only through the health issue, through the crime issue, but also looking at it through economic prosperity issues and how do we do that. So first was to stop the shootings, of course, and, you know, making sure that you have a police department that's in place to address this, that you put in some of those programs that were talked about before, like ceasefire and interruption programs, so that you can do this. Call-ins where you identified those persons that you could potentially divert from those activities, and putting in the social service programs to direct them, hopefully, in a different way. The next big thing was to invest in prevention. And what has not happened in our health department before was the fact of putting a deliberate intention and attention to the prevention aspect of this through public health. And that we would look at the programs that we have, provide technical assistance to schools for trauma-informed care, but also start to look at our parenting programs and what we were doing in these family programs that could affect something further, you know, up the stream rather than just dealing with the acute issue of what was going on. Promoting job opportunities and opportunities for people to progress, and then finally improving the police department, which still is occurring through several consent decrees and items that are going on in the city. So the success to date is that in 2013, our murders are down 20% from the same period in 2012. Now, our murders are still extremely high. And we also give this number out. Yes, it's a success, but we also know that if our programs don't continue and we don't continue to make progress, we can expect that that would just go right back up if we weren't doing those prevention issues and trying to make that impact. So we know that the impact of the early efforts focused on intervention and enforcement, the group violence reduction strategies, multi-agency gang units, ceasefire in our central city area. And then our programs now are looking at prevention. So we are a member of the National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention. We focus more of our resources on children, youth, and families. So our recreation department, when budget dollars are given out and we're trying to figure out what to do, we have put heavy investment, not just in your public safety pieces, but in our New Orleans Recreation Department to ensure that parks had programming and places where people could go to do something besides just hang out on the street. We are looking at how do we sustain reductions in violence over the long haul. And, you know, our vision is that all children live in a city of peace and prosperity. This is just a map that shows, again, how we've looked at how our relationships with some of our family services work in, you know, tandem or know where they are in comparison to murders. So the red areas are showing where we've had those murders. Stars are where we have our WIC clinics right now and where they're located. So we've really started to look at how do we zone what's going on and ensure that we're putting, like, say, our Healthy Start programs, where we're doing things in a community, how can we ensure that those programs are sitting in those communities versus sitting downtown or somewhere else where people have to get to you. We're embedding ourselves into the communities to see if we can make a difference. We've looked at WIC as that nexus for family violence prevention. In the WIC services, we've created a pilot around parenting to see whether or not if you start parenting early and you create mechanisms to give people the tools that they need to parent in the right way, can we make a difference? And our WIC services is where we look at that. 62% of New Orleans children under age 5 are income eligible for WIC. And the city has 3 of the largest WIC clinics there, so we touch quite a number of families. So in terms of the opportunities for family violence prevention on those levels, Tertiary prevention is integrating those trauma-informed approaches in health service delivery, making and putting ourselves out to provide that technical assistance, whether it's to schools, to organizations that touch families who've been involved in trauma. Secondary prevention is identifying family violence and then responding to those things effectively. And then finally, in primary prevention, in our WIC clinics and our Healthy Start programs, looking at child maltreatment prevention by teaching parents to parent and making sure that they have those tools for themselves. So we have a picture here, and this is just a diverse picture we wanted to put in. On one side, the young man that you're looking at, his name is Kennard Allen. And in May 2012, Kennard witnessed his 5-year-old sister being killed. Drive-by, of course, was not the intended target. Someone fired randomly onto a porch and she was killed. Then in October 2012, Kennard's stepfather was killed by his mother after an alleged domestic dispute. And finally, on May 2013, Kennard was injured in the Mother's Day shooting that happened here in New Orleans, where there was a second-line parade and someone just sprayed randomly in that area, all for this same little boy, exposed to violence 3 times within a year, major violence, and not just, you know, bystander. So what this we intended to demonstrate is that this is a convergence of multiple forms of violence, whether it's gun, intimate partner, in a vulnerable community. You know, this all happened where he lived. It was not where he was in some other spot. This is in his neighborhood. One child having multiple exposures to trauma and violence. Who knows where this child will be in a few years? Will this be a perpetrator of violence in a few years if we don't intervene now? And again, looking at this as our opportunity to intervene as early as we can, you know, hopefully not too late for him, but the intent of us to put this into our parenting perspectives, put it into our programming early, that hopefully you can begin to shift the paradigm for families, giving them something better in terms of what's going on and working with the neighborhoods. And again, just the opposite of that, which is a picture of nurses in our WIC clinic doing what they do. Thank you very much.